Hello everyone, welcome to our show, I'm Mike.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Anna.
And today, Anna, we're spending another day with David, his daily life,And his wonderful family.
嗯，因为我们昨天呢、啊、讲到说，在前一天晚上的时候，大家在吃晚餐的时候就告诉大家坏消息，因为他要去加拿大，有一个要出差 business trip.
嗯、mm-hmm, ，two weeks.
两周。
Yeah, he's gone for 2 weeks.
He's going to miss Chris soccer game.
That's right. Chris, David's big sister has a soccer game,、mm. and David was upset because Dad wasn't there to help him with his math homework,、mm-hmm. and only their little brother, whose name was
Daniel,
didn't care because Daniel's a mama's boy. As long as mom is there, Daniel's okay.
Unfortunately.
But the other kids were upset. And then something even worse happened, right? Grandma fell down. She hurt her hip.When she fell down on the ground, of course, now she's in the hospital. So mom has to go and stay in the hospital、right. to help grandma. So what will happen to the kids?
I don't know.
Have to like live in the park and hunt food?
No, maybe mom would ask some neighbors to come and help.
She could do that.、Mm-hmm. Maybe mom should just send them to Disneyland. And they can live at Disneyland for a few days.
Right. Send them to your house.
Send them to my house.
Take care of him.
I won't be home. I'll make sure I'm at Disneyland.
Anyways,
if they come over.
到底该怎么样照顾这个三姐弟呢？我们来看看今天的文章。
David's daily life. No parents, no problem.
Before mom left this morning, she told Chris,
As the big sister...You're in charge. Please make breakfast for your brothers and walk Daniel to and from school. Mrs. Leo from next door will cook dinner and stay here each night.
But after Mom left, Chris did nothing. She was too busy with soccer practice. So I helped Daniel get ready for school this morning. When we got home in the afternoon,The house was in a mess. I cleaned it up so that Mrs. Leo wouldn't scold us. After that, I helped Daniel with his homework and finally finished my own. It was 10 p.m. by the time I finished everything.
Word power!
Leave, 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 left, left. We had so much fun at the beach and didn't want to leave. We had so much fun at the beach and didn't want to leave. Practice, practice. Adam went to piano practice.To get ready for the show. Adam went to piano practice to get ready for the show. Mess, mess. The little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. The little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. Own.Own. I helped my baby sister change clothes and then changed my own. I helped my baby sister change clothes and then changed my own.
All right, so yes, mom is leaving. Mom is going to the hospital to take care of grandma.But before she leaves, she's giving some instructions. She's telling the kids what will happen when she is away. So before mom left this morning, she told Chris, the oldest kid, as the big sister, you're in charge. All right, if you're in charge, that means you're kind of the boss.
Mm-hmm.
People must do what you tell them to do. She was telling this, of course, telling the kids this.Before she leaves, right? To leave is to go away from a person, from a place, from where you are, or what you are doing. All right? So, for example, in the morning, most people will leave their house to go to work or go to school. And then at the end of the day, you'll leave your school or your work. and you'll go home.
嗯，所以 leave 就是离开的意思啊，离开某一个地方 ，leave a place。不过 leave 这个动词呢，可能要特别注意它。第一个，它是长音 leave，L-E-A-V-E。那么第二个就是它的过去式跟过去分词呢，都是 left，L-E-F-T。所以它的三态是 leave，left，left。
That's right. For example, we had so much fun at the beach and didn't want to leave. We had so much fun at the beach and didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave the beach to go home because it was so much fun there.
Right.、Yeah. 所以妈妈早上要离开的时候啊，她就告诉 Chris、那既然你是大姐的话，你就负责咯。在这里的 as 在英文当中 as 如果当介系词的话，就有表示身份的意思。身为大姐，你要负责。Be in charge 就是负责某一个东西，然后呢，掌管某一件事情，负责的意思。Be in charge.
Yes, all right. So mom tells Chris to please make breakfast for your brothers. These are some of her jobs. Make breakfast for your brothers and walk Daniel to and from school. Okay, so Daniel is the little one. He's maybe too young to go to school by himself. So Chris has to walk him to.And from school, or to school in the morning, and then、after school is finished, from school back home. So to and from school.、
But、isn't Chris a student too?
Chris is, yeah.
I think so.
That's a good question.
Soccer game?
That's a good, yeah.
College student?
Could be. Could be. Maybe she's just a soccer player.
Right.
You don't know. Anyway, she will have to find some free time to go and get Daniel from school at the end of the day. But you're right, if she's in school, that will be hard.
Okay, 所以那个、这个、Chris 呢，他要做什么？早上要做早餐 ，make breakfast、然后还要送 Daniel， 就是最小的弟弟嘛，送他去上学，然后接他回去。但是是用走路，不是开车的哦，所以是 walk someone to a place， walk someone from a place.Home, 然后再从学校再回家。
Okay, but don't worry, Chris won't be alone in all of her jobs helping with the kids. It says Mrs. Leo from next door will cook dinner and stay here each night.
Oh,
so they have a very
太太会来
helpful, friendly neighbor. Yeah, so、she'll come over to cook dinner and stay here. So I guess she'll sleep in the house just in case, you know, the kids get sick or something
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
Each night is kind of like every night. So、all of the nights mom is away without missing one. No, all of them, Mrs. Leo will be here.
Right.
I feel so safe.
对啊，其实还是要有大人在会比较好。所以你看，我觉得这个远亲不如近邻。到最后还有什么事情的话呢，至少还有邻居可以帮忙。那这个 Miss Leo 呢，她是隔壁的 next door， 每天就会来煮晚餐呐、然后在这边过夜。那这边的每天晚上，我们看到的是Each night. Each night 在这句话当中其实跟 every night 是一样的意思，就是每一个晚上，但它是比较强调每一个单一的这个单位当中。当然它这个 each 跟 every 还有一些其他的差别，还有 each 也有一些特别的用法，我们不多说，请英文快一通出场咯。
英文
快一通
Oh, yeah! Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。在今天的课程当中，我们要讲解一个很基本的单字 itch，E-A-C-H。要注意哦，在英文当中，越是这种基本的字，它的使用方法也就越多样，可千万不要小看它们哦。首先，我们要先来看一下 itch 来当成是不定形容词的用法。它的后面要直接加上单数名词，如果 itch 加上单数名词这个组合被当作是一个句子的主词的时候，则这个句子的动词就必须要是第三人称单数的形式。举例来说， Each student wears a uniform to school. Each student wears a uniform to school. 每位学生都穿着制服来上学。Each student 是主词，很单纯的表示每一位学生，因此是单数名词。后面的动词 wear 在现在式的时候就要加上第三人称单数的 s。Each 的第二个用法则是被用来当作是不定代名词，句型是 each 加上表示从属关系的介系词 of， 接着是定冠词或者是所有格，最后再加上复数名词。这样的一个句型结构主要是用来强调一个群体当中的每一个个体，因此后面的动词也一定要是第三人称单数的形式。举例来说， Each of my brothers plays baseball well. Each of my brothers plays baseball well. Each of my brothers 是整个句子的主词，把我的兄弟当作是一个整体，而他们里面的每一个人都很会打棒球，因此动词 play 后面就必须要加上第三人称单数的 s。此外，既然 each 可以被对方当作是不定代名词，那它就可以被单独使用，变成是一个句子的主词。以刚刚的句子 ，Each of my brothers plays baseball well， 把它改写 ，I have three brothers， each plays baseball well。I have three brothers， each plays baseball well。第二个句子的 each 用来取代并形容第一个句子里面的 the three brothers， 也就是我的三个兄弟里面每一个人。意思跟 each of my brothers 是一样的。 each 的第三个用法则是被用来当作是副词，也就是每个或者是每人的意思，它通常都被放在句尾，而不是被当作是主词，因此不会影响到动词的单复数变化。举例来说， The concert tickets cost $20 each. The concert tickets cost $20 each.表示每一张演唱会的门票都要价20块的美金，而这边的 each 其实就等于 each concert ticket 意思。最后，可能很多同学会有一个疑问，到底 each 跟 every E-V-E-R-Y 有什么不同呢？ every 只能够来当作是不定形容词，像我们刚刚提过的句子 each student wears a uniform to school， 其实意思就几乎等同于 every student wears a uniform to school。但是 each 跟 every 最大的不同点就在于 every 不能够当作是不定代名词，也不能够像 each 一样被单独的使用，就像是 I have three brothers, each plays baseball well， 你就绝对没有听过有人用 every plays baseball well 这种说法，所以要特别注意哦。今天教的文法好像有点复杂，但是却相当的实用，各位同学一定要好好复习哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, so that sounds like a good plan, right? Chris will handle the stuff in the morning, mm-hmm. and then Mrs. Liu will come over after school and mm-hmm. handle stuff in the evening. Sounds like they're going to have a really easy, maybe even fun time.
Sounds good.
Yeah, all right, let's check out what happens. But after Mom left, Chris did nothing. Chris did nothing. Chris did nothing. Chris did nothing. Chris.This is the older sister. She should be helping the young guys.
Hey, you're in charge, Chris.
That's right. Why did she do nothing? She was too busy with soccer practice.
Oh,
you were right about the soccer team. It's something that takes up a lot of her time. Of course, there's the games.
In the early morning?
That's right. The games, of course, everyone expects her to be busy for those. But remember, to be on a team, to be a good soccer player like Chris...You need a lot of practice. That's right. Practice is when you train, when you sort of work on your soccer game. It's kind of like studying. You know, think of the soccer game as the test. Well, the practice is the studying. It's getting ready for the test or getting ready for the game. Notice, though, we can use practice as both a noun, I will go to a practice, or a verb, I am practicing the piano.All right, so you can use it for both. And yes, we do use it for music. We use it for sports and lots of other activities, right? You might like to do magic tricks. Well, you have to practice your magic tricks, right? You might like to juggle like the clowns in the circus. Well, again, you're learning, you're getting better, you're practicing. So all of these things, we will practice.
Right, 所以其实 practice 就是练习的意思，不管是音乐乐器的练习啊，或者是运动的练习，或者是你要学任何的技术，都会需要经过 practice。那 practice 这个字本身可以当名词或者是动词，像在课文当中我们看到的 She was too busy with soccer practice， 在这里是名词的用法。当然我们也可以用动词 practice doing something。如果是动词就要特别注意，练习做一件事情的话呢，后面要直接加动词 ing。 不过回过头来看到句子当中的 She was busy doing something 或者 She was busy with soccer practice， 那么这里的指的是忙着做一件事。
That's right. For example, Adam went to piano practice to get ready for the show. Adam went to piano practice to get ready for the show.
像我们说练钢琴啊，练什么啊，练习什么羽球啊，足球啊，都是 practice.
So Chris sounds like a very serious soccer player. Yeah, but not much good for the other kids, for David and Daniel. So, David says, I helped Daniel get ready for school this morning.
He
was the one who got him up, made sure he got dressed and ate breakfast. When we got home in the afternoon, the house was in a mess. Oh my gosh, okay. A mess is something, well, when you don't clean, when you don't keep things kind of organized and tidy, you will have a mess. It's not necessarily dirty, it just means things are everywhere. So if you think of, you know, young kids often with their bedroom, you know, as a mom, you might walk into the kid's bedroom and find there's toys everywhere and books and clothes and, you know, old cups of juice or something on the desk. You're like, ah, it's a mess. Now, it doesn't mean that it smells bad and there's rats running around everywhere, but it does mean that things are not organized. It's hard to find things. Maybe you can't even see the floor. That's what my mom used to say to me. Michael, I can't even see the floor. And I'd say, Mom, you're standing on the floor. Why? Why do you need to see it? It's there. It's under your feet.
真的不知道为什么有些人他东西拿出来之后就一定不会放回原处。就是不能物归原处的意思。那如果是这样的话，结果就是东西就是一团乱啊，就是没有办法就定位，所以甚至看不到地板。这个情况呢，不一定是很脏，不一定会很臭，但是就是很乱，东西都非常的没有组织，随便乱放。这个叫做 mess， M-E-S-S。Mess, 就是一团乱的意思。
That's right. For example, the little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. The little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. Yeah, for you use the kitchen, make your food, clean up the mess, because other people shouldn't do that. Anyway, so David cleaned it up so that Mrs. Liu wouldn't scold us. Mrs. Liu is kind of like, you know, mom, or the mom's helper. And of course, when moms get angry, sometimes they scold you. They tell you all the things that you do wrong and, okay, sorry. Do you ever scold your kids?
Of course, every day.
Every day, oh my gosh. I guess that's pretty normal. Anyway, so after that, David says, I helped Daniel with his homework and finally finished my own. So he did his own homework after that. It was 10 p.m., quite late, by the time I finished everything. Yeah, all right. So he had to help his brother with his homework. And then, of course, David did his own homework, something that is your own. It belongs to you. It is yours. It is not anyone else's. Is this your bicycle? Yes, that's my own bicycle. I don't share it with people. I didn't get it from Easy Bike or U Bike or whatever. It's mine. It's mine. My own.
所以 own 呢指的是属于自己的，通常会说 one's own 什么什么东西。My own bike, 或者是 my own room. 那么在这边呢指的是 my own homework, 我自己的作业。For example, we can say, I helped my baby sister change clothes and then changed my own clothes.
That's right. I helped my baby sister change, like, her clothes and then changed my own. That's a good idea. All right.
就是一个属于自己的意思。
There we go. So, I think David's doing a pretty good job so far, but it would be nice if Chris would come and help. Don't you think?
She's the big sister.
She is the big sister, and Mom did put her in charge. Anyway, we'll see what happens when we have one more day in David's life, and we'll see you in that story tomorrow. So, come on back for that. Bye-bye.
Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card.
Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。A Plus 小聚会的时间又到咯。我们人与人之间的相处啊，其实并不简单，没有人是十全十美的。所以难免会有摩擦、意见不合的情况，像是今天 A Plus 小聚会的句子 ，Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card. Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card. 这句话的意思是指，莎莉因为成绩单而对老师有意见，言外之意就是有可能老师给她的成绩她不满意，所以对老师很不高兴。句子中的 have a beef with somebody。可不是指和某人吃牛肉的意思哦。其实啊，这句话是指和某人争吵，因而结下梁子，关系紧张的意思。 所以下次你和同学吵架不想跟他说话的时候，你就可以跟他说 I have a beef with you， 意思就是我跟你结下梁子了。好啦，同学们，现在我们就打铁趁热复习一下今天的句子吧。 Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card。 A Plus 小聚会今天就介绍到这里咯。 See you guys next time， 拜拜。
Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card.
Sally had a beef with her teacher about the report card.
David's daily life. No parents, no problem.
Before Mom left this morning, she told Chris,
As the big sister, you're in charge. Please make breakfast for your brothers.And walk Daniel to and from school. Mrs. Leo from next door will cook dinner and stay here each night.
But after Mom left, Chris did nothing. She was too busy with soccer practice. So I helped Daniel get ready for school this morning. When we got home in the afternoon, the house was in a mess. I cleaned it up.So that Mrs. Leo wouldn't scold us. After that, I helped Daniel with his homework and finally finished my own. It was 10 p.m. by the time I finished everything.
Leave. Leave. Leave, left, left. We had so much fun at the beach.And didn't want to leave. We had so much fun at the beach and didn't want to leave. Practice. Practice. Adam went to piano practice to get ready for the show. Adam went to piano practice to get ready for the show. Mess.Mess. The little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. The little girl got in trouble for making a mess in the kitchen. Own. Own. I helped my baby sister change clothes and then changed my own.I helped my baby sister change clothes and then changed my own.